I just got off the phone with my airline companies, you know, a couple of Friendly Skies folks. The flights I'd reserved needed to be canceled. Long story, I'll spare you, at least temporarily. I got the computer first, which gave me plenty of options to choose from, and only took 3 or 4 minutes to listen to first, then answer the multiple test. 5 minutes later, I was shuffled over to a human. Cindy, her name was, although given her very indecipherable accent, it was kind of hard to tell. If I thought getting her name right was difficult, understanding her questions was impossible. I think she understood English. I'm pretty certain she couldn't speak English. Most of our conversation was me asking if she could repeat what she just said. Finally, totally frustrated, I just guessed. Would I like to cantigate my frist? I said okay. What Slingbash is my conflict station? I gave her a flight number. She seemed to accept it as an answer. I'm assuming if my airline hired her for customer service, their strategy was to frustrate me to the point of hanging up, save them any additional bother. But I wanted a refund, money, moolah, greenback a dollar, whatever Alaska airline deposits with whatever butchered name they give it. Finally, Cindy or Candy or Carla managed to garble the word credit. No, I said, I wanted a refund. She repeated credit, gled it, or keep it, but I got the message. No refund. I tried 2 or 3 different tacks, but like I said, she understands just fine. It was me who didn't. I'm what you call an infrequent flyer. Who knows when I'd want to fly Alaska again, and I didn't want to ask about the expiration date on my gledit. I asked Cindy if the Mrs., who is planning a trip, could use that gledit. I think you know what her answer was, even if none of us could understand it clearly. She burbled a few more unintelligible phrases, asked hell if I know what, then paused, obviously waiting for an answer or a dial tone. Okay, I said, we're done. You, me, and that crappy outfit you work for. Cindy said, half an east drive, or something equally inscrutable. I don't know about the rest of you in the flying public, but I can't wait until computers replace some of these jobs completely. I don't think they'll be any more empathetic, but at least I'll be able to understand what they're saying when they screw me.